start on this Friday evening with Arch News from Sinead Mooney. And you're starting out with the news, Sinead, that the Famous Five are for the big screen.
Yes, hidden caves, evil smugglers, somewhat neglectful parents and dodgy gender politics. It can only be Julian, Dick and Anne, George and, of course, Timmy the dog. Now, a UK production company working title has acquired the theatrical rights to the entire library of the series, some 20 books, and they may well have a winner on their hands. Ina Blyton is still one of the biggest selling children's authors of all time, with global sales of more than 100 million books. And it was estimated in 2012 that an Ina Blyton book sells every minute. Now, Tony Summerfield is the man who runs the Ina Blyton Society. He celebrated the news, but he did have some reservations. They could make a heck of a muck of it if they try and bring it into the 21st century. I honestly can't see a film company trying to do anything like this without trying to sex it up a bit. So 50 Shades of Five, you're going, please God, no. Let's confine the lashings and lashings to the ginger ale, if you don't mind.
Rough Trade have made a new signing, which will be of interest to people around this part of the world.
Yeah, the 17-year-old Derry musician Bridie Mons Watson, better known as Soak, has just been signed by Rough Trade Records, the label behind The Smiths, Jarvis Cocker and The Strokes, among others. Soak, which is a portmanteau of soul and folk, I'll have you know, has been in the music business since she was 14. She's just toured with George Ezra. She's been name-checked by the likes of Zane Lowe and is BBC Six music favourite. So it isn't massively surprising that she's been snapped up by the big leagues. So we predict greatness.
And finally, the man that's gone missing in action.
Now, the following was posted on the Garda Síochána's official, and I'm going to say that one more time, official Facebook page. The Gardaí are seeking the public's assistance in establishing the whereabouts of a man aged 52 years. He was last seen in the vicinity of Croke Park on the 20th of January 2014. This is the day that the thunder rolled. The man is known to have friends in low places and is often seen standing outside the fire and was due to attend the dance. When last seen, he was heard saying he ain't going down till the sun comes up and phoning friends to say he was calling Baton Rouge. He's described as having a Southern American accent and is often seen wearing a Stetson. He's been known to smash guitars and likes to keep fit by running across stages at concerts. Anyone with any information is asked to contact his friends at No Fences to Save Them Roping in the Wind. And there you have it. Not too soon for laughter for the guy, the Shikalani, it seems.
Yes, and on their official Facebook page if you want to go check it out. Thank you very much to Sinead Mooney. More on RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.